Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Kress reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Melillo scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Kress moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Sullivan moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-1 in the game. Shult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball towards center. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Kress moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watwood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carraway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kerr. Storti scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Levy reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue has Farrell trapped. There's the throw to Tate and over to Sullivan, who tags Farrell for the out. Levy moves to third. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goslin strikes out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to second. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Tate moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tate scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Levy strikes out. One out. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Schult moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy throws to second for one, and Melillo throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Gosselin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and has Gosselin trapped. There's the throw to Kerr and over to Sullivan, who tags Gosselin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.